Boom! What's going on, everyone? Steve Larson from Sales Funnel Radio. Today, I'm going to teach you guys how to increase your speed.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
What's up, guys? Hey, so if you guys haven't heard, there's a program I've been launching with just a small group, and it's been a ton of fun. It's called Offer Lab. And I'll tell you guys more about that in the future. But right now, it's a group of like, 10, 11 people. And I did a Facebook Live to them last week. And the question that I wanted to help them understand more about is something I want to also pose back to you. There's a question I continue to ask myself about every 6 months. And every 6 months, every time I ask the question, my business changes, okay? Not my funnels, my business, okay? A lot of you guys know, you've heard the story as well. All right, I was building these funnels for this company, and multiple times now, I have almost hurt a company because of the funnel, okay? Meaning, I build the funnel, and day one, we launch the funnel, we put the funnel out there, like, oh, this is gonna be so cool, it's so amazing, right? And day one, the sales start pouring in, and I get a call from the owner, right? This is awesome, this is epic, this is incredible, are you serious? I can't believe this, okay? Day number two, they call, and they're like, wow, this is really cool still, I think, And then day number three, they're like, turn it off! The first time that ever happened, I was shocked that anyone would want less sales. But he told me, particularly one time, this happened multiple times, but someone was like, hey, you're going to bankrupt us. And I was like, oh, crap. I didn't realize until that point that the funnel was different than the business, right? And it sounds silly to say that now, but like, I just didn't know that at the time. And anyway, there's a question I continue to ask myself, right? So I'm not talking about the funnel, but every time I ask this question, usually it's about once a quarter. It's not on purpose. It tends to be the question I ask myself to provoke the most change and the most progress in my business, okay? And one of the questions, it actually happened this way. I was coming back from speaking somewhere, and on the way back, I had sold a ton. I'd sold a ton of stuff, and I was excited about it. It was awesome, and I spent the entire night fulfilling on what I had sold, which was great, but like, I was exhausted. I only slept 4 hours the night before that as well. And anyway, I was sitting on the airplane, and I had the thought come to me, like, Steven, how can you increase your speed? And that's what I wrote down. I wrote down on my notebook, actually right over there, said, how can I increase my speed? And I started listing out all of the ways that I could possibly increase the speed of my business, right? The funnels, they do great, right? It's the business though. And so what I wanted to do real quick is just walk you through what has happened as a result of that question just in the last like 2 weeks. Okay. So anyways, we're going to cut over there real quick. I'm going over to one of the Q&A sessions I did to my Offer Lab group. These are kind of high level killers. Okay. They work with me directly, one-on-one. Also each week I do like Q&A sessions with them, look at their stuff, help them design their funnels, their offers, their messages. It's been a ton of fun. Anyways, I know I haven't officially launched that. A lot of you guys, it's probably the first time you've ever heard of that. but anyway, it's been a ton of fun. I've really enjoyed it. So this is a Q&A session I did in front of them talking about this very thing and how to know what to do to your business next. I think you guys will enjoy it. Guys, thanks for listening. Let's cut over there now. This week, we asked the question again, how can we increase our speed? And we had a cool chat with the CEO of Prove-It, which is really cool. And afterwards, I think Colton and I just stared off into eternity for a little bit. We just were thinking and our heads are spinning. And I asked myself the question again, how can we increase speed? And that question always leads to growth and things that frankly are a little bit uncomfortable. And so I want to show you guys real quick. Some of you guys have seen my content team or my content machine. But in order to increase my speed, because I asked that question a little bit ago, I realized I needed to spin up a second content team. So we did. And they're launching next week, I think, or the week after. Anyway, so I have one content team for one podcast. I have an entirely separate team. There's a few people that are on both, but like it's a separate team. It's really interesting. The process is different. even though they're both content. It's really fascinating. Okay. Well, the team that we are spinning up right now, and we just over the last day, really, I mean, we mapped out a high level process. And we found the people to fill the positions already. We found, right? So I want to walk you guys through this because this one question will change everything for you. Okay. Check this out. So sitting there and I was realizing, okay, I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but I recommend that everybody does it, right? When I talk about those three questions last week that will like save your life, the three questions are, right, what problem am I trying to solve? Who is my dream customer who has money and is able to spend a lot of money? And then number three, what's the model that I'm following? Well, in effort and as part of me doing that in my own business, a lot of times what I will do is I usually leave a drawn up value ladder somewhere visible for me. And it acts as a roadmap and an anchor. Because opportunities are so funny, guys. It's like they show up as soon as you start the path down something else, another opportunity pops up. It's like opportunities have babies and multiply the moment you start moving and doing anything in this life. I'm sure you guys have all experienced that, right? So to keep myself rooted and forward, what I do is I always draw a value ladder. So I have two value ladders because I have a front-end business and I have a back-end business, okay? I have a business that I lead with and a business that's in the back-end, okay? And the business that's in the back end, right, is a lot of the MLM stuff you guys all know about. The front end stuff, though, is all this offer stuff that I've been doing and building out. Okay, so I want to walk you guys real quick through this value ladder and then tell you guys what has happened in the last 48 hours because we asked the question again, how can I increase my speed? Okay, now that question usually, in fact, I'm not even going to say usually. It has always made me have to grow. In sometimes a lot of ways that are not comfortable. In fact, pretty much every time. So anyway, and just be aware. Every time you ask that question, if you're truly willing to find the answer to the question, you're going to have to grow. Okay. But this is what I do. So OfferMind, right? I did OfferMind and launched OfferMind, which really launched OfferLab, which is what you're all in, right? There will definitely be a mastermind that comes up soon as well. Questions about inspiration. This is what you're referring to. It's one of the things for sure. Yeah, actually, Ben, you're straight on. It's one of the things I refer to. Okay. There's other things coming as well at the top here. It's not had a chance to draw out. Okay. And how do I know what all these things are going to be? It's because I'm following, I can answer the question, what model am I following? I'm following the info product model. Okay. Now, the stuff that I'm doing has never been done, but the model that I'm following has totally been done. Does that make sense? That's where I get a combination of living on the edge and doing things that have never been done, but also having security at the same time. I don't need to run a risky business, right? There's no way. I'm not in a risky business. So, but the stuff that I'm doing though, the actual content and all those pieces, 100% is stuff that's never been done before. You know what I mean? It's kind of how you can get the combination between those two at the same time. It's really, really awesome. Okay. So I draw out the value ladder. At the bottom is all my free stuff. That's my radio shows. It's me publishing like crazy. I have a free program on each side. And then I have an affiliate program. The real reason Affiliate Outrage exists is so I can teach people how to be affiliates for me, which about a third of our sales last month for this side came from affiliates. It's working. It's awesome. Okay, I'm not just going to give somebody an affiliate link. I'm going to teach them how to use it and make an offer out of it so that they feel inclined to create content around their affiliate link of mine. Does that make sense? So at the bottom, that's the way I do it. And then I've got the actual radio shows and stuff like that. Right. And that kind of content. And then books, webinar, event, mastermind. It's the exact same model on each side that I'm doing it in. Well, that's a lot of funnels, man. I mean, we have a hard time getting someone just to build one funnel. You know, that's like, I mean, truly, it's like we counted. It's like 12 funnels, okay, to like truly hit every single one of those that we want to. And then what I did, though, is I ordered them, like which is the most important. And I always start in the middle, practice what I preach. Right. And then I'll go up, then I'll go down, then I'll go these different places. But the question, though, that we started asking is how can I increase my speed? And that's the major question. That's like the question I want you guys to start asking yourself. How can I increase my speed? How can I increase my speed in creating an offer and creating a sales message, creating a funnel? How can I increase my speed in fulfilling for what I sell so I can sell faster? How can I increase my speed in gaining the sale? Right? How can I increase my speed? And so I will ask that question, how can I increase my speed multiple times in multiple areas for multiple things. And what's cool about it is it lets me tweak out real hard a lot of the processes that support revenue. You know what I mean? It's making sense. Okay. The first time I asked the question, how can I increase my speed? And I was working for Russell and had no time of my own, right? I went and it led me to create a schedule that I lived by for about a year that was painful. Okay. Where I'd sleep 5 hours a night and I'd get up at 5, be at work at 6, work on my own there till 9. You know what I mean? It's always been in that question, because money loves speed. Money sticks by speed. Money wants to have money feels the thrill of speed. And so I have to adhere to that at some point. I can build everything in these value ladders, but if I really am the only one building everything in these value ladders, like, it's going to be slow, right? I want all that done next year. All of it in just one single year. That's fast, man. That's almost as fast as ClickFunnels itself is building their own funnels. Okay, seriously. They build almost one funnel and launch it just about one every other week. That's crazy. Okay, so when I think about all the revenue funnels, because these are all revenue models I'm talking about here. Those are all revenue models. We haven't even talked at all about business models. And so what I started asking the question about, and by the way, if you guys have any questions, please drop them in. This is your time. Okay, this is totally your time. I have to be a little bit short today. I'm sorry. Anyway, my little girl's been sick. I'm totally exhausted. And so I'm going to be a little bit short today. But that's the thing I want you guys to start thinking about. Like, okay, what revenue model am I following? But what business model am I also following? And so these are all revenue models. And so the question that I have been trying to answer, and I think that we did, right, is how can I increase my speed in the business? How can I increase my speed in the revenue? And the way that I'm doing that is by building teams around both. And so what we've done, what we're doing is inside of the, right, because I got two businesses. I have the offer one, the sales funnel side, and then I have the MLM side. Okay. Now these are all revenue models, but what supports those? And so what Colton and I asked the question for several times last week, which is really, really fun, is like, what do we need to have in place in order to pull all of that off in a year, right? Questions invite revelation, right? Exactly like Ben just brought back up again. If questions invite revelation, which they do, you got to be real careful the question you're asking, okay? Because it's true in business and everything else. And so I went back and forth like, well, here's all the stuff that we have and all the things that are forward facing. Do I have that on each side? Like, crap, no, I don't. Do we have a system set up where if I don't show up for a month, let's say, it would keep running on its own? I'm like, I got to build more of the business side for that. And it's just about there, actually, which is really, really fun. My content teams, I show up the first half of each Tuesday and it keeps both machines alive, which is awesome. I can keep speaking and be forward in the front of everybody, right? Because of the systems that I built, the teams that I built. And so we have, right, we have a content team. We have two. Okay, we have content. So content team number one, content team number two. And then this is our funnel build team. Okay. And what they're going to do is they're going to be the ones who actually go dive into and build this. So although I'm a funnel builder, like, I am my own bottleneck. Okay. And that's what I realized this last week as I was looking at the stuff. I was like, the only way, like, we could keep going as we are now and we're still going to make great money. We are, which is awesome. It's really, really fun. We'd really enjoy it. But like, what's interesting is, like, for me to get out of my own way, the parts that I should be involved with are actually a lot more narrow than I'm currently in. I was talking to Alex Ramosi this last week and a few other of my good buddies, but especially a lot of my friends who've made like $10 million in a year kind of thing. And they validated exactly where I'm going with this and exactly what I thought, which is like, look, it's all about the team at that point. It's not all about you. And which is really cool. And so about this stuff, like, what I'm doing is we just had a big chat with the CEO of Prove It 2 nights ago, which is really, really fun. And you know, like a lot of people, he asked me to build funnels for Prove It. And I was like, well, my first thought was like, sure, that would be honoring, but I don't have the team in place to handle that. That's why I initially went back to Tony Robbins and told him no. Okay. Because I didn't have the team in place to build the front revenue.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and managed the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Then I didn't have the team in place to support it after it was built. And so what we've been doing and what's really, really exciting is asking that question on both sides. How to increase my speed on fulfillment? How to increase my speed on sales? And answering those two questions usually does not involve more of you. Okay. And so what we did is we went through and we started looking through, right? Play Bigger teaches that in order for you to really make a lasting business that's awesome, you need to design a category, a product, and the business at the exact same time. I was like, all right, well, I've gotten really freaking good at designing categories and products/offers, right? And actually, I'm getting far better at the business side as well. It's the reason the content stuff happens also. But what do we have in place on the fulfillment side, right? I'm nervous to bring in money that we could because I wouldn't be able to fulfill on it very well. So I'm not selling anything else. OfferLab's not open to anybody else. It's just you guys because we're fulfilling. We're putting the processes and the systems and the things together. Watch how we're fulfilling on the stuff we've sold. I think it's a great education right there to watch as well. Not just what we're teaching, but what I'm doing. And you'll watch. Watch as I start putting some of these things in place so you can start doing your own business. Because the question that I've been asking, right, is how do I fulfill faster? How do I sell faster? Well, how do I sell faster? Crap, I got to speak more. Oh, I can't speak more. Oh, content team. Boom. And I mapped out the content team and we made it. And then I'm like, crap, well, how do I do it on this other side too? Otherwise, I got to spend a ton of money in ads. I'm either going to speak a lot or I got to go drive a lot of money with ads. Well, cool. Content team number two. Boom. That's the one that did on that side. And then two days ago, 48 hours ago, we're like, well, how do we increase the speed so we can build out this value ladder with even more speed? I was like, well, I need an internal funnel building team. I have to. It came faster than I thought, and then I realized I needed it. Because I've built the majority of everything on this side, and I've built a few things on this side and lots of stuff on the bottom. And I'm good at it. I'm just only one person, though. And so what we've done is this is the process that we've mapped out and the positions that we need in order to build an internal funnel building agency. So I thought I'd share it with you guys so that you guys can see how cool it is. And we just got the last person on board and they're like, absolutely, heck yes. So what we're doing now, anyway, let me walk through it and then I'll tell you guys what we do to automate it. Because that's a big piece of this. And I've learned more and more, like most entrepreneurs don't, after they have a good idea, like 99% of you guys are already selling stuff, all of you, right? You're already selling. And because you're already selling, right, because you're already selling things, the next process to speed of sales actually has less to do with you and your involvement, which is fun, but it can be terrifying. So what we're doing is the first thing, like what was really fun is when I left ClickFunnels, that position that I was in doesn't exist anymore. When I left, the position also closed. And so what was cool about it is I had the opportunity to go through and replace me with a system.
And that was actually my task, the final 2 months that I was there. I was told to replace what I was doing with a process. That made me think about what I was doing in a different way that was very advantageous. And so what I had to go do is I had to go document everything that I was doing on every funnel and then find the similarities and then start systemizing all the pieces. Okay, when I'm doing this task, here's the checklist of things that need to get done in order to do that in funnel building the best. And then that piece and that piece and that piece and that piece. And then if that doesn't happen, I go back to these pieces. And that, right, is super complex. It's crazy, right? And any guys who've done like funnel building on your own, you know, like the checklist can be freaking huge, like let alone great research, let alone like thinking about positioning and voice and all those things. The actual act of putting a funnel up, it's easy because of ClickFunnels now, but there's still a big checklist with it, right? There's so many contingencies based on all this stuff. There's a lot of things you can put inside of there. There's a lot of bells and whistles that you can get distracted with. So what I'm going to do is what we started putting together at ClickFunnels. Well, the first thing that I go do, you guys like my inner circle right now, right? So I'm geeking out. I want to share something cool that I'm doing. The first thing that we do is anytime a funnel is built inside of ClickFunnels, they have what's called a batline meeting. And so we went and we grabbed a really cool image. It's like, you know, like the bat signal, the Batman shines up in the air. We got one of those. Okay. And when Russell sends that image out to his team, they all know that in like 15 minutes to just go to the same URL, the same Zoom room, and everybody gets on. And what he does is he teaches for like a straight hour the funnel. He teaches it and they record it. That becomes, and he draws it out. You know, first we're going to have this page, and then we'll have this page, and then we'll have this page, and we'll have this page, and then these down cells, these, right? And then this automation, right? And he draws it all out and he draws all the pieces with it. And he puts it all together. And then what's cool about that is that afterwards he goes in and they take that recording and some writers go and they will, they'll make mini tasks for each individual, right? Cause they got lots of content teams. They got lots of writers. They got lots of videographers, lots of designers, lots of, right? So then what they do, and there's heads of each of those little departments, right? So what they do is they will go grab like a writer or each one of the people. They'll write out the to-do list of everything they were assigned during Russell's batline meeting. That's exactly what I'm doing, right? The strategic part right here, all right, I'm planning out not just the funnel, but I'm also planning out like podcast material and content that would be really cool to time with the launch of the funnel. So you guys are going to see me do that this next year, where I do specific podcast episodes to build pressure around the launch of the podcast or the launch of the funnel, like whatever funnels we're building, right? The actual funnel plan, of course, the sales message, the offer, the fulfillment piece. Okay, we're going to need this package and this package. Let's go to our fulfillment house, which is a few miles down the road, and let's make sure they can build this thing and put it together. So every time a sale happens, this thing gets shipped out, right? And so that's all the stuff that I'm really good at anyway, and what I teach and what you guys are all here to learn, right? Then though, I'm going to go create sales videos right from the get-go, the videos that are going to be on the pages, because from the videos, I can go and just hand those videos to writers. And I know who all these people are, right? All these people are going to go in and like, oh, sweet, you're the writer. They can watch the video. If you notice, most of the styles that we do pretty much all the time, if you look at the copy underneath all the videos in any page I ever create, it's pretty much the exact same thing that was said in the video, which is good news, which means I can hand videos off to a writer and they can write all the copy for the page. Then the video and all the copy gets handed off to a designer and they make it look incredible, right? Design doesn't sell, but I'm not against making things look good. So they're going to go in and they're going to make things look awesome and use the copy, right? You know, like when designers in sales copy, like certain words will be bolded out, or there's a certain style of writing for sales letters. Well, since they're going to have the writing, they'll be able to do that stuff and build out the initial funnel. And they're going to take one of my templates. They'll build out the initial funnel, put all the copy in there, put the videos in. They'll do the initial build. From that point, they're going to go to a funnel finisher. And that was actually my original role at ClickFunnels when I first got hired. I was the funnel finisher. We didn't have extra writers or designers, or we had a videographer as Brandon. But we didn't have writers. We didn't have designers. So I actually was doing all three of those roles for the first year when I was at ClickFunnels. This is only the final like 8 months that I was there that we actually started building out actual teams and processes. Before that, it was just me. It was insane. It was freaking insanity. But anyway, then it goes to a funnel finisher, and they're the ones that do all the stuff that's not fun to do in funnels. Legal footers, Favicon, metadata, naming all the pages, linking all the emails, right? putting all the email copy in the email sequences, right? It's all the stuff that sucks to do in a funnel, but it's like super important, you know, putting the SSL certificate on, porting over URLs if it's bought from somewhere else. It's all that stuff. Okay. They finish the funnel. And then what they do, then what we do afterwards is we're going to go in and I will try and break it. And that's always my favorite, actually. I like to go in and try my hardest to just break it and break it and break it and break it. And I try to break the funnel as actively as possible. Then, because we've gone through video stuff, we've got designers and all stuff, then I start working with the traffic team, right? And I'm going to be able to work with each of these teams before the step ahead of that is completely done. But, right, that's the section of the project that we're in, right? Then I start working with the traffic team and coordinate my podcast episodes with the launch of the actual funnel and the ads going out, okay? Then I just review and tweak it. So that's it. It seems really complicated. It's actually not. And the reason is because what I focus on, guys, this changed my life, okay? What I focus on when I'm building these teams out, because you guys all should have teams eventually. If you don't right now, that's okay. It usually means if you don't have a team or you're not in a position to have a team, that's okay. What I found is that it means that you're still building this main core product inside of your new value ladder. Like you haven't actually built the product yet, or it's not actually selling very well yet, or you don't have a funnel yet. And for the first time, you being the one doing all that, that's totally appropriate. That's totally fine. But building out everything else from above and down below it after that is really just a repackaging of that main idea in different ways that are more and least more expensive and less expensive, right? This initial build out, that can take a while, and that's fine. That's fine. So if you're like, I can't have a team yet, like that's okay. It usually means you don't have enough cash that, or you're still launching this main core thing inside of your value ladder. But from there, everything else with speed, you should be able to do fast when you actually can build a team. But this one thing to change my life when I'm building out these teams. Okay, so I'm going out and we're gonna do this again with this funnel team. It's two things with it. Number one, is this helpful? First of all, I know there's four of us on right here, but like, and I'll get back to your questions as well. You guys can drop in more questions. This is your time. I got to jump off here somewhat soon, but anyway, this is your time though. I just want to share with you guys two things though on this. Okay. This is like the series behind the scenes of Steve Larson. Yeah. Hey, sounds good, guys. Okay. So when I'm building these content teams out, the things that have really made the big difference is I no longer hire individuals anymore. I hire agencies. That changed everything. Okay. That changed everything. When I hire an agency to do video rather than a person, speed is better, quality is better. If some reason there's a holiday or birthday, or whatever, they got a replacement usually. When I hire an agency, it's usually a little bit more money, 100% worth it, 100% worth it. They're easier, they're faster, they can implement better, like they follow the processes better, which I'm about to show you as well. But like, I don't hire individuals anymore. I hire agencies. So there is a specific agency for each one of these, almost. Like the funnel finisher one, that doesn't need to be an agency for that. That's a single person job. Like, I don't even know how you'd make an agency out of that. But I actually do think though that person has an agency though, which is funny. This person's the only person that hasn't, the writer, but he's had a massive writing company in the past, which is cool. So he still has that background and totally gets the project management side of fulfilling, which is really interesting. But I don't ever hire a person anymore. I only hire agencies. That's true for every one of my content pieces. It's funny. I was looking back at like there's on the Sales Funnel Radio content team and the Secret MLM Hacks Radio. On the Sales Funnel Radio content team, there's 7 or 8, something like that. I'm going to say 7 people, but like looking at them, they're pretty much all full blown agencies behind each individual person. It's the reason it costs so much, but it's also the reason it's so good. You know what I mean? And it's fast and it's consistent. And I can pretty much set my watch to each time an episode drops. Like they're good. They get it. They move. And they got backups. And what's cool is that when I hire an agency, they've thought about their internal process. They've thought about how to fulfill. They've thought about how to do all the things the best possible way. When I hire an individual, a lot of times they haven't. And they're doing it. And they know how to do the thing, but they haven't thought through how to actually write down the process for the thing. And that's a very different mentality to be in. Okay. So and then Secret MLM Hacks Radio, which we just barely spun that team up probably about 3 weeks ago, because I knew we needed it. I could just tell. There's a few people that are also on both teams, but there's a lot that aren't. This one has I think it's either 8 or 9 people on it now, which is pretty crazy. 8 or 9. But like that's true for even like one-off stop kind of like things that I do now. Like there's a person that I've been hiring that, you know, to go kind of revamp my LinkedIn profile because it sucks. I know it sucks. But I'd rather hire a person who owns and has started and has their own agency rather than an individual because of what they've gone through mentally to prove out the process and the fact that they can bring revenue in to keep a team going. Man, it's like it's night and day difference. I'm not saying the individual can't be good, but holy crap, huge difference in it's like, oh my gosh. So agency, like, right. 7 people, I mean agencies. 8 people, I mean agencies, right? That saved a ton of stuff.
Oh yeah. Hey, wish you could geek out with other real funnel builders and even ask questions while I build funnels live? Oh, wish granted. Watch and learn funnel building as I document my process in my funnel strategy group. It's free. Just go to thescienceofselling.online and join now. Again, it's thescienceofselling.online.